year, back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I want to let you know about an organization that's doing something very special for our veterans. It's called Team River Runner, and I've got Bob Tracy on the line. He's not only the Boise chapter coordinator, he's also the Northwest regional coordinator for this nonprofit organization. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
Bob, why don't you tell our listeners what Team River Runners is all about?
Team River Runner is an organization that has been formed to support the health and healing of our veterans with disabilities primarily through kayaking and other paddle sports. It was founded in 2005 back east and then has grown to 60-plus chapters nationwide at this point with over 2,000 vets that we serve in volunteer support like myself.
You know, there are organizations out there that use fly fishing as therapy for our veterans, especially those that have been into combat. Tell me about the therapeutic benefits of kayaking and paddle sports for our wounded veterans.
Okay, John. So two different things I'd mention. One is that it is an activity that is a fun activity for folks. So it gets them out of, you know, being stuck isolated in the house, not figuring out how they're going to do anything to make themselves enjoy life better and participate in things more fully. So that's the first aspect. And then the other part of it that is interesting, as I've learned, is the focus that you have to have on the water for what you're doing provides both a calming aspect and it gets your mind off of other things that are bothering you.
When I hear the phrase Team River Runner, I immediately think of whitewater kayaking. Is that what this is about, or is it also other kayaking?
That's a good question. We started our group in Boise just focused on whitewater because of all the river opportunities we have. We did do some flatwater things to get us trained up to go on whitewater, but that was our focus. But we've learned now that some of our veterans are interested in flatwater or easy rivers without whitewater, and we've expanded our organization in Boise, and this is true with some of our other national groups, too, to include flatwater, as I would call it.
Nice. Very nice. Now, you are actually on your way to do a trip right now. Tell our listeners about this trip.
Okay, yeah. We're doing what we call a super regional. We're including the Northwest and the California regions together in California to spend 6 days boating on the American River and some other rivers in this area.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. So tell me about a little bit more about this. How many veterans are involved and what are the logistics of making this happen?
Great question again. We'll have roughly 20 veterans on this event and 10 support people, maybe a little bit more than that number. And logistically wise, there's an individual in charge of this. He's our Western Regional Coordinator for, when I say Western, California. So he's putting this one together and handling the main logistics for getting set up with where we're going to camp, who we're going to have for support for rafting, which is going to be one of the days, guided rafting, and the food and all those sort of things. And so you have somebody that has to take the lead, and then they get support people to help them out with different things. And for this trip from Boise, you know, our role and my role was simply to get us there and get us back. On the other hand, we just finished the trip on the Deschutes in Oregon a couple of weeks ago where I was the trip lead for that. So I had to do all of the planning about, you know, how we're going to do it. It took a lot of time to get it all set up. And then we had about 52 total people on that event, including about 35 veterans.
Wow. Now, this organization is about disabled and injured veterans. I presume some of these injuries are psychological as well as physical. But for the veterans that are physically injured, does it become difficult sometimes to get them out in the water and paddling a kayak?
We've developed over the years within Team River Runner a lot of adapted adjustments you can make to boats and for things like transfers. We even have protocols that we've developed in teaching skills for blind paddlers so that we can use hearing instead of sight to help blind paddlers. But we have several people that have those sorts of physical challenges, if you will, like amputees and paraplegic. And we've just figured it out between using the resources that our national group provides. There's an organization called Creating Abilities that makes these adapted type paddles, adapted type things in your boat for amputees and such. And basically got a lot of good resources. We can take people with pretty much almost any ability that they have.
You're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Bob Tracy. He is the Northwest Regional Coordinator for Team River Runner, an organization that's all about helping our injured veterans get on the water and into kayaks and enjoy some time paddling rivers and sometimes flat water too. Question, how do veterans get involved and what, if anything, is the cost to go on these trips?
So the veterans will get involved through our recruitment activities. We've developed a network of relationships. It started with the VA, with their recreational therapy part of the VA, and we would get recruits through them. And then there would be some word of mouth from them to others that they know and participate with in other activities. Then we've expanded our network and do a lot of outreach to different veterans organizations around the area to try to draw in other veterans. And so we probably get about two-thirds of our veterans now from things other than through the recreation therapy group.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, John, the most important thing I believe we do, more so than even kayaking, is we provide a community of support and caring for our veterans, many of whom don't have that. And we become almost like a family, and we try to help each other in many ways other than just getting out on the water and kayaking. Second part of your question was cost. We provide this free of charge to our veterans. And so we go out and fundraise for our chapter, and we generate about $15,000, $16,000 a year of money for through donations and such. Or this is just for Boise I'm talking about right now, for Idaho.
Sure.
And other chapters do the same thing. And then we also work with community partners to get some of our services or products at greatly reduced prices or even free of charge. Example being, we're going to do another event in a couple of weeks in Idaho up near Smith's Ferry, and we're staying at a ranch, and they're providing everything free of charge other than we have to pay them for what they pay for food.
Wow. Well, it's great to see folks are helping out. I love what you're doing for our veterans. I got a soft spot for them as a veteran myself. The next question is this. When it comes to our listeners helping out Team River Runner, how can they do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. Donations, because we are donation-based, is always greatly appreciated. And they can do so through our national organization. There's a website, teamriverrunner.org, and they can get in there, and there's a section in there on donations, and you can do it online that way, or they can contact me directly if they want to do something differently than through the website. And I can certainly provide that contact information if it's appropriate.
Oh, I'll just do it for you if that's all right, folks. Bob Tracy's phone number, if you're listening today, is 208-867-2843. And I'm going to pause because I know some of you do not have a pen in hand. So go grab that pen. And again, we are talking about Team River Runner here. This is a nonprofit organization that's helping out our injured veterans by getting them on the water and into a kayak. And sometimes it's whitewater kayaking, sometimes it's flatwater kayaking. But any of us who have ever been on the water in a kayak like I was this week knows how wonderful and therapeutic it is. Bob Tracy's phone number again, if you want to get involved either with your time or through donations, is 208-867-2843. Bob Tracy is the Northwest Regional Coordinator for Team River Runner. His phone number one more time, 208-867-2843, or just go to the national website of teamriverrunner.org. That's teamriverrunner.org. Bob, thanks for what you do. Hope you have a great trip in California and keep up the good work.
Thank you, John, and I appreciate the opportunity to share what we do.